Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Paramananda Sen. Shivanand Sen was a favorite disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had three sons, namely Sri Chaitanya Das, Sri Ramadas, and Sri Paramanand, or Kavi Karnapura. Srinath Pandit, a disciple of Advaita Acharya, was the spiritual master of Kavi Karnapura. Paramanand lived in Kanchurapara, about half a mile from Kumarahatta. Sri Krishna Rai, the deity installed and worshipped by Srinath Pandit, still exists there. In the beginning of the book, Sri Anand Vrindavan Champu, Sri Kavi Karnapura Goswami glorified Srinath Pandit. He himself has identified his father in the Gaur Ganodesh Dipika. The Gopika named Veera in Krishna Leela has now become my father named Shivanand Sen. Sri Shivanand Sen lived in Kumarahat, Halisaraha. His deity is still being served in Kanchurapara, about 1.5 miles from Halisahara. Before Paramanand's birth, Shivanand and his wife went to see the Lord in Puri. Mahaprabhu blessed them and told them that their son would be named Puri Das. In the year 1524 AD, a nice son was born to them and the name Paramanand was given to him. A few months later, Shivananda Sen, along with his wife and children, started for Puri and reached there after walking for 1 month. Upon seeing the lotus face of Mahaprabhu, all the exhaustion and fatigue of the long journey was immediately mitigated. The Lord made arrangements to house and feed the devotees. One day, Shivanand Sen and his three sons fell prostrate before the Lord, and Mahaprabhu wanted to know the name of his younger son. When he heard that his name was Paramanand Das, he smiled and said, "His name is Puri Das." The mother then placed her son in front of the Lord's feet. Seeing the pinkish lotus feet of Prabhu, the child wanted to suck his toe. Mahaprabhu then placed his toe in the child's mouth, and the child happily sucked it. Seeing the Lord's boundless mercy upon Shivanand's son, the devotees began chanting the holy names joyfully. Mahaprabhu then ordered that as long as Shivanand and his family remained in Neelachal, they should receive Mahaprabhu's remnants. After the Rathyatra festival, Shivanand Sen took permission from the Lord to return home. The next year was Shivanand Sen went back to Puri along with Gaudiya devotees and his son Puri Das. Again, Mahaprabhu arranged for their stay. Puri Das touched the feet of the Lord respectfully, and Mahaprabhu placed his palm on the boy's head and asked him to chant the name of Krishna. But the boy did not comply with the request. Again, Shivanand Sen asked the boy the same thing, but still he did not utter the name of Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu said, "I have made innumerable animate and inanimate objects in the world chant the name of Krishna, but I have failed this time." Swarup Damodar then said, "I can understand that he will not disclose the mantra of Lord Krishna, which he received from you, to anyone, and he is chanting the mantra within his mind." When Shivanand Sen returned to his room with the boy, everyone asked the boy why he did not utter the name of Lord Krishna, but Puri Das did not answer them. Another day, Shivanand brought Puri Das to see Mahaprabhu, and the boy worshipped the Lord's lotus feet. Then Prabhu asked him to read any subject. Puri Das began speaking, "All glories to Sri Hari, whose beautiful blue lotus eyes are anointed with balm." All the devotees were astonished to hear the descriptive shloka from the young boy and concluded that he must have received the special mercy of Gaurasundar. Hearing the shloka, Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstasy and blessed the boy. May you always lovingly remember the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Swarup Damodar said, since this shloka has satiated the ears of the devotees, let this boy's name be Karnapura. Karna means ears and Pura means satiation. Thus, Puri later became famous as Sri Kavi Karnapura. Every year, Shivananda Sen paid all the expenses for the journey on the foot to Neelachal of nearly 200 devotees. Whatever wealth and resources he possessed were offered to Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Sri Nityananda Prabhu stayed at the house of Shivanand, and whenever Mahaprabhu went to Gaura, he always came to his house. The books written by Kavi Karnapura Goswami are Sri Chaitanya Chandradaya Natak, Sri Anand Vrindavan Champu, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit Mahakavya, Sri Gaura Ganodesh Dipika, Sri Radha Krishna Ganodesh Dipika, Sri Krishna Nika Komadi, Alankara Kaustubha, and Arya Sataka. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat: 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.